The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
We get them up early for you so you can feel bad about your own kids. It's the Allstate Kid of the Week. Every week we feature kids doing stuff. Now here's what you can get out of this. You can get some inspiration, some motivation, and some bad feelings about you as a person. Because these kids tend to do more than we do. And Allstate wants to highlight that good starts young. Nominate a kid for Kid of the Week. Kids you know could be featured here on the Steve Cochran Show with great prizes, including an Amazon gift card, Lou Malnati's Pizza. Who doesn't love pizza and free stuff? Who's up for pizza and free stuff? Anyone against pizza and free stuff?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Bring it out.
Go to WGNradio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week, and then tune in every Tuesday. That'd be today. To the Allstate Kid of the Week, who you're going to meet right now. Good morning, Thomas Tulp.
Hi.
Are you Thomas or Tom?
Thomas.
Thomas, it's nice to meet you. How old are you?
10.
Yeah, me too. And that puts you, I would think, in fifth grade?
Yep.
And what do you want to be when you grow up there, Thomas?
A scientist.
What kind of scientist?
A biochemist.
What's a biochemist do?
When you mix tons of chemicals.
Cool. What kind of chemicals would you mix?
I don't know.
What's your favorite chemical?
I don't know. I haven't used any.
Well, you shouldn't. You're 10. Stay away from those things. Do you have a chemistry set?
Not really. I only made gems and stuff.
You should probably ask for that for Christmas. I had a chemistry set, but when I was growing up in the 60s, like I was 10 in 1971, and in 1971 there were still dinosaurs, Thomas. And I had a chemistry set, and it was kind of dangerous. The chemistry sets today aren't really so dangerous. My chemistry set, do you guys remember this? The little Unabomber?
Oh, yeah.
Remember
no.
that?
Oh, yeah.
No, that wasn't actually it. So, Thomas, you've done some really nice things here I want to talk about in just a second. But what do you do for fun, Thomas? Let's get behind the curtain. Let's find out a little more about Thomas. Thomas, what do you do for a good time?
Play with my friends and play baseball.
What position do you play? I'm sorry, what position do you play?
First pitcher and catcher.
Mm. Are you fast or are you more powerful?
More powerful.
Yeah.
And fast.
Yeah, okay. You're a good fielder, good defensive player?
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's fine. Good hitter?
Yeah.
And if you grow up, would you rather be a Chicago Cub or White Sox?
Cubs.
Oh, Cubs? Okay. Yeah. Cubs. Dave, do you have a follow-up sports question?
I do. Thomas, who would you compare yourself to among the current Cubs?
Oh, that's a great question.
Who's your game like?
Yeah.
Rizzo.
There you go.
Yeah, Rizzo. He's a Rizzo
good
man
choice.
From way back. Yeah. Yeah. Andre, you have a follow-up question?
Thomas, I know Steve's going to ask you about your golf outing, but are you a big golfer? We love golf on this show.
Yeah.
What's the farthest drive you've ever hit?
Like 220 yards.
Whoa.
How about that? How about that?
Not as far as
10 years old. Wow. You got to check your club, see if they're legal.
Ooh.
All right, so here's the deal. Thomas has been fundraising for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, one of the greatest organizations in the world since he was four. Four? Started with a peanut butter jar, went door to door. You remember how much you raised that first time you tried this, Thomas? I have it right here, I'll tell you. $130.
Thank you.
And he was four. He started with a peanut butter jar going door to door. And then he held a golf outing. How do you hold a golf outing? I've put golf outings on. It's a lot of work. How are you doing this?
With my dad and my mom.
I hope they're doing most of the work.
Yep.
All right, good. You're an honest kid. And then you held a fundraiser at the Windy City Thunderbolts game. What are the Thunderbolts? Tell people what that team is.
They're like a minor league baseball team.
Yep. You sold homegrown tomatoes out of the garage.
Yep.
You partnered up with the garage sales. You had a 5K, a St. Jude walk and run. This year, the total amount raised was $7,465. Anyway, do you know the total amount you've raised since you started helping?
Yeah, $18,613.43.
How about that? How about that?
Fantastic.
And he's 10.
Gosh.
10. You also, by the way, got a certificate for helping out the Markham VFW's efforts and Thanksgiving dinner and stuff. What do you do for the VFW?
I help out and clean up dishes and stuff.
You're a good kid, man.
And I went to their golf outing.
You are a good kid. You're a good kid. You got any brothers and sisters?
No.
And you hang out. You get to hang out with your dad? You get a lot of time to hang out with your dad?
No.
I think the dad's standing right there.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, dad's got to work, you know. Well, you sound like a good kid. You must have a good family because good kids come from good families almost exclusively. And it's a pleasure to have you on your show. You ever had pizza before?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Would you like a free pizza?
Yeah.
How about two free pizzas?
Yeah.
How about 1,000,000 free pizzas?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not giving you 1,000,000 free pizzas, Thomas. Come on. What I've got for you prizes, which include an Amazon gift card and because you're the world famous, Thomas, and our friend on the program here, I'm also going to give you a Lou Malnati's pizza or two. So that's for you, Thomas, for being a good guy and your kid of the week. So thanks for being a good kid.
You're welcome.
Give your dad a hug and go to school, you little creep. Come on. All right, hold on.
Holy cow.
I like that
kid. It's almost $20,000 he's raised.
That's a good kid.
That's
right
pretty
there.
Impressive.
That's fantastic. Once again, okay, look around the room.
Who did most of the work on your golf outing? Your parents? Yeah!
Yeah. And you're right. That is a ton of work to put on a golf outing. God.
Well, it just sounds like he's got a great heart, right?
Great
just
kid.
Just wants to help all over the place.
Great kid.
Peanut butter jar at 4.
Door to door.
What were you doing it for? You know what I was doing it for? Potty training. That's what I was doing it for.